Great. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm really delighted to be here with some of our amazing community partners, both here in New Orleans and in Jackson, Mississippi. I lead Whole Cities Foundation. Whole Cities is the third nonprofit foundation established by Whole Foods Market. And our mission is, we got started right here in New Orleans on February 4th of 2014. That's Jeff up there and me on the opening of the Broad Street store, which is, as many of you know, especially those of you who are on the tour, part of this really innovative community health hub that brings together multiple partners, in which Jeff will tell you more about. So we got started, we all kind of were born on the same day, as it were. Our mission is to improve individual and community health, and we do this by investing in collaborative community health partnerships. Our partners who are here today are shining examples of this, and by expanding access to nutritious food. We primarily are focused right now in New Orleans, Jackson, Inglewood, Detroit, and soon to be in Newark, and in the near future in Baltimore as well. I think as one of the wealthiest nations in the world, it's easy to not know or forget that a large number of Americans have little or no access to fresh, healthy food. Many of you who live in New Orleans might know that since Katrina, there's only one supermarket for every 1,800 New Orleanians, and that's less than one-third the national average. In the state of Mississippi, 70% of the poorest people in the state who receive SNAP benefits have to travel more than 30 miles to get to fresh produce. And this has significant health impact. We see, based on numerous studies, including Mari Gallagher's research, that there is a direct relationship between grocery store access or any kind of fresh, healthy produce access and all the dietary illnesses, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, etc. And this can be so dramatic that in Inglewood, you can find on the south side of Chicago, where there's very little access to fresh, healthy retail currently, the death rate due to diabetes is twice the rate for other neighborhoods in Chicago that have access to grocery stores. So Whole Cities Foundation has three main programs. We offer a healthy eating education program led by Dr. Akua Wilbright, pictured here. We have a broadening access to fresh, healthy food program where we support urban gardens and community farms. And we have our Community Health Partnerships Program, which many of our partners here represent today. So I'll skip through some of these. This is our Food is Medicine workshop run out of a community garden in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans. And Dr. Cindy Ayers is going to tell you a lot more about the Farm to Faith Project, which is a really innovative project bringing together a social enterprise, a nonprofit organization, and a network of churches to deliver fresh, healthy food to Mississippians and Jacksonites who have little access currently. Our healthy eating education program, we recruit and hire healthy eating educators from the community, offer an 8-week training program and free cooking classes as well as culinary education classes to the community. And this video will give you an example of how that program works. Okay, I don't think you're able to quite hear that. But basically, this is a feedback session from one of the healthy eating and cooking classes that we offered, and some of the participants will tell their stories of dropping 2 and 3 blood pressure medications, having their daughters nag them for years about their cholesterol and having that drop, losing 30 pounds, and all really by adjusting what you eat, an adjusting diet. It really does not require medication to significantly reverse and prevent a lot of the illnesses that are plaguing many of us in America today. So this is another one of our projects, which Emery will tell you more about, which is a partnership with Market Umbrella and the Ruth Fertel Clinic to provide fruit and vegetable prescriptions to low-income patients. Whole Foods Market on Broad Street is now the first national grocer to participate in such a nutrition prescription program, so we're really excited about that. We're also piloting the Double Up Food Bucks program, which is a program that matches dollar for dollar fresh fruit and vegetables for SNAP recipients. So those who are using their EBT or SNAP benefits to purchase produce can receive twice the amount of produce for their SNAP dollar. And we're piloting that at Whole Foods Market Detroit, which will make that the first national grocery store to participate in that kind of program as well. So here's some of the beneficiaries of the Nutrition Prescription Program, which we were delighted to meet today on our tour. Thank you, Emery. And Emery will tell you more about that. So you can learn more about Whole Cities Foundation by visiting our website, wholecitiesfoundation.org. And I could not be more thrilled and delighted to have Jess Schwartz here, who leads the Refresh Project, a very innovative community health hub, as well as a coalition of multiple organizations. Emery, who's one of the leaders of Market Umbrella, that's doing really innovative work around increasing access and also creating partnerships between clinics, farmers markets, and grocery stores, as well as from Sprout NOLA, Emily, who's also part of the Refresh Project and has a lot of other projects going on, and Dr. Cindy Ayres, who's our partner at Whole Cities Foundation on the Farm to Faith Project, which she'll tell you more about in Jackson, Mississippi.